SwingerCast is intended for mature audiences. If you're under 18, this show's not only not for you, but you're not even going to be able to get into the places we're talking about. For the rest of you, sit back and enjoy. And remember, this is just from our own personal experiences, and it should not be misconstrued as professional advice.
SwingerCast.
SwingerCast is about our
hot
times that we have and our
hot
love that we have. Some people claim that we say
hot
too much, but we don't care because we love our
hot
times.
And I got to be the fluffer. So maybe I've always had a fluffer fantasy.
Episode 82. I'm John.
And I'm Allie.
And you're listening to SwingerCast. And we are
a happily married couple for many years. Best friends from college and in the lifestyle for about 8 years. We've been podcasting since 2006, sharing our experiences in the lifestyle and people we meet along the way.
And before we start, I just want to say this is our fourth trip. Desire is a big part of what we do in the lifestyle, throwing this huge party every year, and it's just grown and grown, and that's awesome. And now that we've been four times, and now many other groups have gone and shared their thoughts and experiences about the resort, and there's a ton of stuff about Desire. 14 episodes alone that we've done over the years about the resort.
So even though we've done lots of podcasts on Desire, this isn't about an advertisement for Desire. We want to just discuss our experiences there because it is so much a part of our swinging world now. We love it there. And it's not just the place, even though the place is fabulous, but it's the people that come with us. It is the atmosphere too, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. And there's always something different. It's like going to Disneyland once a year, but you always find a new ride or find an experience that you haven't done before. It's always new and always fun. So what we're going to do on this show is just kind of bring you a few of the highlights and some of the fun memories that we had while we were down there. It was like we'd never left.
It sure was. Well, we got the same room as we did on our last trip, and we shared a balcony with the same couple that we shared with last year.
It seemed like the party had just taken a break, and we were continuing.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody had hit pause. And the Behavens came over, soon followed by the South Africa couple who presented us with a gift.
Yeah. Which was a lot of fun throughout the whole week. He brought us a vuvuzela.
So there were three or four of us at the resort who had vuvuzelas, and we would blow them throughout the trip.
Yeah, from our balcony, we were facing the South African couple and the Behavens, and they each had a vuvuzela. And anytime there was something going on or someone would blow their vuvuzela, and then we would all grab it and blow it.
I felt it was like our primitive tribal Twitter. Because, you know, when we go to resorts like this, we unplug.
Totally.
No Facebook, no Twitter, no cell phone. So every time we heard that sound.
That's totally what it was like. It was our communication.
We knew the people from the group over across the way were up to something.
Something was going on.
I mean, we even had, of course, our TV in the room. The whole week we were there, we turned it on, but we only turned it to the porn stations. I wouldn't even turn on the news. That's one thing we love about going to Desire is unplugging.
And totally relaxing without any of the outside world pressures.
So, we were a little rushed because, like you said, we'd only been there for about an hour. And we had to get set up for our meet and greet. But thankfully, a lot of people in our group pitched in and helped us out.
As they always do.
Absolutely.
We have wonderful people that come with us on our group trips.
A lot of our friends had also brought gifts on their own for people.
They are incredible.
So they were all busily helping me set up. We had SDC shirts and bags to give away. And the lovely Sex and Candy had a wonderful gift that she had brought with our logo on M&M's. Which was very, very cool.
And Miss Behaven, she brought handmade soaps that she made, lip balm, and massage lotion.
And we had decks of cards for a lot of people in our group from privateplayingcards.com. And those were really cool. And Cassidy memberships to give away. Just so much stuff. And all of that and the conversations and the awesome food and the drink. We had some things planned for the meet and greet, but we just skipped it.
Yeah, the energy was so incredible. Everyone was talking and meeting and laughing. And
Dream Pleasure Tours had their representative there, and she had also made gifts.
She gave us all sarongs from Bali.
I mean, there was just a ton of stuff for everybody to sort through.
Everybody just pitches in. I think our group mix this year was about half and half. Half of the couples had been on trips with us before, and the other half was their first time on a trip.
With us.
With our group. And everybody just got along so great. And the new people, a lot of them just jumped right in. On that first night, the theme night, one of the new couples, she was so fun. And she did this throughout the whole week with her costume. Of course, it was the schoolgirl night. She was going around giving everybody A-pluses.
The A-pluses that Allie's talking about were like little badges that she would go up and stick on the girls, you know.
And it said A-plus.
She graded them an A-plus.
She was fun. They were a fun couple.
She had unique giveaways for every theme night.
And each theme night, she would have something to pass out. On white night, she passed out teeth whitening gum.
Uh-huh.
And everybody. And then we had an ABC night, anything but clothes. And I think she wore some kind of life protection blanket. And
passed out lifesavers.
Passed out lifesavers.
It was great because she was new to our group, but it was a great way for her to interact with not only people in our group, but people at the resort. That was a really smart way to incorporate the theme throughout the week into meeting new people, because everyone was talking about it. We had a Super Bowl pool on our forum before the trip, and whoever got the winning numbers would win a massage at Desire. A guy from DC won. And so on our itinerary, we scheduled his massage for one of the days that we were there, Wednesday or so, or something like
that. Later on in the
week.
Trip.
But what he didn't know was that was a ruse, a scam. His wife and I schemed to pull the wool over his eyes. Penzer, in our group, had gotten a lot of the girls who were willing to participate to gather in the playroom and surprise him with a, air quotes, massage in the playroom.
We all sat around, and we even positioned ourselves on this big bed area. We kind of sat on the back, all sexy like, and with our clothes off, I think, or some of us had our clothes off. And when he came in, he had no idea. He was looking for his wife, actually, you know, and Penzer escorts him in. What were you guys doing?
We took off. All of us guys took off to the patio. We're like, you know, we were just hanging out because all of our wives were in there giving this lucky bastard the blowjob of his life, probably.
Yeah, well, I know there was jokes later with people saying that it just looked like single guy at the swing club night or something, because you guys were, all of us were in there. We had a lot of women in there.
Yeah,
and we gave him one hell of an erotic massage. I sat on one of his sides near his head, and there were people all over, all up and down and around him. And we gave him a very erotic massage that I'm sure he'll never forget. And I'm sure when he hears, I don't know where this came from, but right in a optimal moment when he was really enjoying himself, if you know what I mean, some song from Greece came on. He's gonna hear this song from now on and have
totally
a whole
different
new meaning to him.
Well, how many memory girls were actually in there?
I think 8 or 10 of us. I can't remember. But,
and how many went down on him?
Well, it was a massage and a relaxing massage.
Yeah, okay. Well, how many girls went down on him? That's the question I want to know. We all wasn't in there.
I think about 4.
Wow. And then he had like some of the girls just like rubbing his chest and stuff like that while the other girls were working his dick.
Oh, yeah. We were touching and rubbing and putting our titties in his face and kissing and massaging and just giving him an erotic massage. And I mean, we didn't go straight for his dick and all give him blowjobs. It was a erotic massage. One of the girls was like, okay, let's get this going here, you know. And I know you know who it is, but and his wife started on the blowjobs. I mean, we were all touching. And
Tit and Click Girl from episode 80, if you're curious. I'm sure that's who it was. That's who I'm imagining.
She got it rolling down there. And then, I don't know, maybe four people did suck his dick. And he finished with his wife. And like I said, summer lovin', had me a blast, came on in the disco. I can't believe they even played that song there, but it's a very nice massage that I'm sure you would love to have one day.
Well, yeah. I'm setting it up for the guy. What do you think?
What do you think? He's going to set one up for you next year?
No.
You got to win the Super Bowl.
I got to win the Super Bowl.
Cool.
I thought he would enjoy it a lot better if it was in the playroom and if it was a surprise rather than just being up at the hot tub and everybody's all drinking. And
well, the playroom was a great location. It was still early in the evening, so it wasn't full or crowded at all.
I mean, plus, come on. I mean, it sounds like something out of Penthouse for him. You know, that's pretty hot. You walk into a room and then all of a sudden there's like 8 or 9 girls there and they're there just to give you pleasure. They're going to take their clothes off and take your clothes off and just...
Yeah, we all took his clothes off.
That's hot.
That was hot. You would have liked that, too.
Absolutely.
And we were positioned.
I'm looking out for my guests.
And the way we were all positioned on the bed, like, come here, baby.
Yeah, it's hot. That's hot. Lucky bastard. So if he's listening, dude, you can totally pick out my numbers next year.
And by the way, the music that night, I don't know what was going on with the DJ. And South African couple, the male and the couple, he's a professional DJ. And he just went in and just took over the music. And the guy let him. I mean, he wasn't rude about it or anything. And he really played some awesome music.
Yeah.
I mean, I was so excited to be out dancing to some good music.
And he guest DJ'd at the disco probably at least 2 nights, maybe 3. While we were there.
Right. I'm so glad. And when he plays, it is like a nonstop. At one point, I danced like 6 songs in a row, and I was like, I can't handle it. I can't take it anymore.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Playing
he was really
such
good.
Great songs. I don't want to sit down.
And the staff, they love him. Mm-hmm. They would hire him on the spot.
There's a whole lot of difference of having someone DJ from a playlist on a computer and then having a real DJ mixing and feeling the crowd and feeling the energy and really mixing and doing it professionally, you know. Instead of just playing a set playlist, I mean, really feeling the crowd, and he totally could feel us.
Oh, yeah.
And knew what we liked and got the disco rockin'.
ABC party.
Anything but clothes. I was in the room before we had gone down there, and I get this knock on the door, and I go half naked answering the door, and this black, I don't know how to describe it, but
it's called a morph suit. It's like what people wear in like a stage production to like change the set. So it's a complete skin tight black suit.
Over the head, over the arms. It's nothing but this black, solid black
like
thing.
And this Spider-Man
6-foot guy in this black thing covered completely is at my door. And then he comes and jumps on my bed, and it was Mr. Behaven, and he was having so much fun in that outfit and jumping all around and freaking out other people in the resort. And Miss Behaven had on this incredible sexy outfit. She had different color, what is it called?
Veterinarian, like horse tape, some kind of
something that they bandage up horses with, but it was in these beautiful colors, and she had it over her pussy and her fashioned just over her nipples, and really hot. And so, the rest of the people in the resort were trying to wonder what was going on at first, because we were all gathered down at the bar area before they opened the disco. It was only our group. There was another theme night at Desire.
It was black tie.
It was black tie night.
High heels. So all of the people at the resort. Now, there was about 70 people with us, 35 couples. The resort holds about 100. So 2/3 of the resort is in cocktail dresses and looking their best. And our group shows up in anything but clothes. And we had some hilarious people.
Absolutely.
And Allie had a bath mat that she used as a skirt, and then what do you call those exfoliating white puffy things that you lather up? Those were covering her boobs. And I had a shower curtain with some soap on a rope. We were quite fashionable. A couple of girls had paperclip bikinis that were really, really funny. One guy had taken a bunch of Hooters playing cards and made kind of like a gladiator skirt out of it with suspenders. Ah, oh, there was just, I mean, duct tape corset.
Oh my gosh. That was awesome. And then there was this hilarious one with the male wore this giant orange balloon that was really long, like his dick. And, I mean, like he wore that over his crotch area, and his partner wore one of those games, like a target game where you throw the ball and the ball like sticks on it.
Yeah, like a paddle ball, but Velcro ball.
Velcro ball sticks on it. She had one of those on her
pussy, and she had two on her tits.
She had two on her tits.
There was one guy who was in our group who he didn't have a costume. He had a malfunction with his original costume, so he had SDC bags. They had given us these beach bags from SDC, and he ripped them apart, and he looked like an aluminum foil spaceman or something.
Shorts and a vest shirt out of the SDC bags. And they had originally brought a fruit roll-up outfit, made an outfit out of fruit roll-ups. And with the humidity and everything, I guess it didn't work as well. It melted or something. Yeah, that was a lot of fun. And Play Passions donated toys, very high-end toys, for prizes.
Toys from Lilo, and so we passed out a bunch of those that night, and also a couple of ones from Clio called the Ono.
Yeah, playpassions.com. Everyone deserved a toy, I thought, with all the costumes.
It was kind of fortunate that several people in the group had ended up at dinner and came very late to the party. They missed the fashion show, but they had their outfits, and they wanted to show them off, and they wanted to get in them. And at that point, glad that we had already given out the awards, because it would have been 10 times harder if those people showed up, because, I mean, there was just some incredible, incredible costumes.
Yeah, it was hard to choose. I mean, we got all the other people in the resort to clap and help us out with judging these outfits.
But in the end, I just made them.
But that didn't work, because they were clapping, because they were all so great, and they were clapping just as much for every single one of them.
So I just made a quick judgment call, and I hope that was cool. But I just, you know, I just looked at the ones who I thought put the most time into it, and those were the ones that won.
Mm-hmm. They were awesome. Who blew it?
A jacuzzi blowjob contest.
So what we did was we had four guys. We selected four guys and four girls to do the contest.
I liked your idea to put them in stools and get some towels down there for the girls to put their knees on.
So there they are, four guys sitting in the bar stools, naked, with towels over their head.
They looked like they'd been taken hostage. They
totally
were up there with towels on their head.
They were naked, sitting on bar chairs, and I got to be the fluffer. And they weren't expecting that, I don't think. So maybe I've always had a fluffer fantasy, being a fluffer. But I went ahead and started sucking a little and doing mostly hand jobs on the guys before the girls had gone. right?
Yeah, because what we did was there was four guys, so girl number one started on guy number one, but the other three guys had nothing in front of them. So you were working your way down the three guys who weren't getting any attention, just touching them and sucking them and whispering to them that it was you.
Yeah.
And that the contest would begin soon. This was their fluffer.
I was like, this is Allie. This is not the contest yet. Just getting you ready.
Right.
Just warming you up here. And guy number four, I ended up spending more time with him.
Uh-huh.
And it was totally because it took the first girl time to get down there.
But people in the hot tub, and myself included, were kind of chuckling because he did, out of the four guys, he had the biggest dick. So it appeared, yeah. It appeared that you were spending the most time with the guy with the biggest cock. But really, you were just spending...
Right.
Well, it was funny.
If everybody was laughing and saying, oh, Allie, why are you spending so much time with him? Yeah. I blocked out all the people that were in the hot tub, mostly. I mean, it was the pack.
Well, it was hot for the crowd to watch, too, because all the girls, of course, are nude, too, and they've got their ass in the air as they're giving head to these four guys. We can't really see the facial expressions of the guys because they are covered with a towel, but all that everybody can pretty much see is the girls' asses as they're moving down the line, sucking each guy. And when it got to be that there were finally four girls giving the four guys head before that last fourth girl moved off and didn't have anyone to give head, I kind of snuck to the end of the line and put a towel over my face and stuck my dick out there hoping that
she would just come to you.
Come to me.
I didn't see that. I totally didn't see that because I guess I was down at the other end fluffing the guys that had already been.
Yeah, but the crowd was loving it. They were, oh, John, it's going to try to get some now. Didn't work. But we were having a blast doing that.
I guess
that.
It worked later.
There's no way in hell. I mean, those guys, but the girls were great to give all the guys blowjobs, and that was a lot of fun. But there's no way in hell if I was one of those guys that I could have correctly identified. I would like to think I would have picked out my own wife, and I think most of them did. But to pick out the other three and correctly identify them, that's fucking difficult.
Well, I thought we were going to get more people that guessed it correctly. I thought people would hear other people saying, oh, that was my wife. I know that was my wife. And then figure it out that way.
I think eventually that's kind of what happened with the one guy who did win. He knew who his wife was. And he was pretty sure that his friend had figured out who his wife was. So then it was just a 50-50 shot on the other two. And he got 4 out of 4. And so he won the very nice waterproof toy that Play Passions gave to the group.
It has a suction cup thing.
Yeah, it goes in the hot tub. It goes right in your pool. And we put it in the hot tub and got to using it.
I didn't see it. I missed out.
I think you'll have to go to Georgia or persuade the couple who won to come to SoCal. We can try it out.
Or bring it back. Bring it back to Desire.
Yes.
Next year.
Yeah.
Well, there was one couple, the guy at the end, with the big dick. No, they were a new couple to the group, and they had arrived that day. They happened to be friends with another couple from a previous trip.
Yeah, and they were up there together with their friends in the blowjob contest. And that's the only way that made it work was that all four of the couples were comfortable with each other. Some of them knew each other. Some of them had played with each other. But the bottom line was they were all very comfortable.
My only thing is I knew three of the four guys. One of the couples had just arrived that day, like a couple of hours before the contest. And they were new to our group. But they weren't new to one of the couples in the group. And that couple has been on prior trips as the other two couples had been as well. So everybody was all comfortable with each other. But after, people started coming up to me and saying, oh, you spent a long time with that guy, you know, the guy on the end. And then I started thinking the wife was okay with those four girls, but I didn't know if she was okay with me with her spouse.
Well, I think she was fine.
But I did say something to him. I was saying, I hope it was okay. I realized I just kind of like went after his dick and I didn't even...
Well, it was just so big you couldn't help yourself. They're great sports. I know.
But I just did have that thought. I didn't want her to think...
No, it was all good.
But we didn't tell them that I was going to be a fluffer. That's the whole thing. I knew the other three wouldn't mind. I've actually played with all three of them, but...
But it would not have happened if it hadn't been for misbehaving also. I mean, she was a big, huge help.
I was a little worried about the logistics of it and how it was going to be scored or we were going to determine the winner. And I'm so glad misbehaving was there to help because she is very organized and don't think we could have done it without her. At Desire, it's like 24/7 sexy time, 7 days a week. So I guess we've learned to pace ourselves. This time we always go with just go with the flow kind of attitude because that's just the way we are. I didn't want any of the pressure of arranging playtimes. I just wanted a complete relaxation. I just wanted to spend time with you. And then if other people happened about and we got involved with other people, then that was just extra icing on the cake.
It really was a great trip. And I guess probably the thing I take away from this year's trip the most is that we had incredible sex, just you and I. I mean, we really connected on this trip. And
we sure did.
Just, connecting with you, we would sneak off from the pool and go up and have lots of daytime sex in the day.
Because I was trying to break some of my patterns. We're creatures of the night, usually.
Right.
And so I was like, I want to spend more time on the beach this time. I want to have lots of sex during the day and not have it only at night,
In the morning.
At the disco. I want to just do a continual sex all hours. And we sure did that.
He snuck us up to the room a few times and fucked my brains out in the middle of the day. And we did spend a lot of time on the beach. And
hanging out on those beds. And then I don't know if it was the first night or maybe it was the second night. We had been to the disco. We had a great time all day. And we just were sitting down in the lobby and I was like, I want to go fuck on the beach. Let's go. And it was probably about 3 and we went out to the beach. And I loved that. That was probably the hottest sex I had at Desire.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Because the bed, it's pretty close to the water. And I got on top of you. And I love that because the bed is right there. The breeze was blowing. And I was reverse cowgirl on top of you. And then holding on to the post of the bed and just riding you up and down and just being outdoors and the sound of the ocean. It was just all just very sensual and sexy and wet and the stars, all the stars that we don't usually get to see in the city that we live in at night. And I was just riding you and just being free and doing it outdoors like that. It was really hot. It was really hot. You fucked me when I was laying down and you were, I think, the hardest you've ever been. You were just...
I was pretty turned on.
You were really fucking me. Really, really good.
You're around this whole sexual atmosphere all day long and it builds up. And even I think we had sex even in the day that day, but still it's just like 24/7 of just being turned on. And I fucked the shit out of you on those beds and I was really turned on.
But it wasn't just like a bang 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 fuck. It was a very connected sexual experience. I felt very connected to you and I didn't want to move. I didn't want to leave. And when you came, I didn't want you to pull out of me. And I think we just fell asleep in each other's arms with you still inside of me. And we just dozed off for a second, embraced and listening still. And I don't know. I don't know how long we were asleep.
I don't either. Maybe half an hour. Could have been maybe an hour.
But
I don't know.
Just...
When we did get up and leave, I did see another couple there. I'm not sure who it was, but I did see another couple down a ways from where we were on another of the beds. So we weren't as alone as we thought we were.
Oh, I felt like we were the only people on this on the planet at that point. I totally felt like no one was around. Well, and we were the only ones.
I didn't even see anybody until we left. We were getting our clothes back and headed back to our room to have more sex.
I know. I didn't even see that.
And we went back to the room and damn.
Yeah, we did. We had more sex.
That was like every night we were like that. I mean, it was like, I don't care. I mean, I don't know if we had sex, you know, two or three, four times in the different day or evening. We'd always come back at night and have sex again with each other. It was hot.
We were so into each other that we didn't have sex or play with anyone else. Like, 3 days into the trip, huh?
Right. But it wasn't, I mean, we were around all that sexual energy all the time.
I didn't even notice.
It kind of didn't even feel like we weren't really trying to play with anybody. We were just kind of just having a good time, going with it.
Going with the flow and not having any cares or worries, just being sexual creatures.
And even then, that wasn't definitely not planned. Or
it wasn't.
Couldn't even see it coming. We had just had dinner. There was a couple who had not come to the resort yet. They had not arrived. Their plane was late. And we were just kind of thinking out loud. We were like, hey, wonder where this couple is, because they'd been on trips with us before. No sooner had we said that, we looked up and there they were.
Yeah.
We had a couple of cocktails. It wasn't too much longer after that. We ended up at the jacuzzi bar, just having some drinks. They were getting us caught up on all their sexy happenings that they had been up to. They don't have a podcast, so we have to hear about it in person.
Yeah, and I wasn't expecting to play with them or thinking about playing with them, because they had a hell of a flight and problems with their flight, and I thought they would be exhausted, but that didn't turn out to be the case.
No, they pretty much hit us over the head with the idea of let's play.
Yeah, I think, were you guys kissing? And we were kind of kissing, and she said, what are we doing? Let's get over on this bed and play. Come on. So we were up at the jacuzzi.
The beds up there, and we were kissing. We continued to kiss. She helped take off my clothes. Mm-hmm. You were laying there naked, and she was like, go down on Allie. And I started going down on you, and he was soon up there getting a blowjob from you while I was going down on you, and double blowjobs for both of us guys. Lots of
bye time with me and the girl. Like, actually, it wasn't just me and her playing, but we were always playing when we all four were playing.
Yeah.
So
sometimes I was fucking you and you were kissing her.
Yeah. Or you were going down on her and I was on top of her. She was having orgasms, and then I think we went down on her together.
We did.
And
kissed on her clit.
I was really feeling my euphoric kind of feeling where no one else is around. Except us on the bed playing. I did not even realize that there was a crowd of people there at the bar, at the jacuzzi bar, kind of watching until later the next day when someone told us at the pool. And I think we ended it. You guys were doggy style on us, and we were facing each other, and she's got long hair too, and we were just kind of like nuzzling our heads together as we were being thrusted from behind by you guys. And that was hot. That was hot.
And that was also outdoors under the stars, fucking doggy style. And
with the breeze.
I just love looking down, fucking you from behind, and I can see him fucking her from behind, and I'm watching his cock going into her and mine going into you, and that's a visual I brought home with me. It was a hot time.
I like that. I like it when it just... I mean, I don't like planning play times. I like it when it just happens like that.
right.
That's the whole kind of mood I was in. And just really soak in all this sexy energy around me.
She's like you in a lot of ways, in that she's very spontaneous. The next morning, I jumped in the pool, at the, in the deep end of the pool, and I was just swimming around in there by myself, and all of a sudden, ka-splash, and she's in the water with me, straddling me, and we're floating in the water, talking about the hot time that we had last night, and we floated our way down to you and him, who are in the shallow end with a bunch of other friends. And I just love that about her, that she's so spontaneous and fun, you know? Which brings us to Jello Shots. Another hot time we had down there with another fun couple.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was a spontaneous one, too.
Absolutely.
Because we had been at the disco, and we were dancing and having a good time, and I think we went to a party, a passion suite, Ginger's party.
Yeah, they had Jello Shots.
Well, those Jello Shots, I think, got things going with us, because the girl, she was giving us Jello Shots in Ginger's room.
Right.
And, she, you know, with...
put them in her mouth and then kiss us to give us the shot.
Yeah. So there was a lot of that little sexy play. But I was just thinking, you know, hey, we're all going to go up and maybe head up to the jacuzzi and see what was going on. So, and then as we were going up there, we kind of hit a detour and went to the couple's room for some play before the jacuzzi. And that was hot. And that was it was unexpected for me. I mean, I was just tagging along here. We were going up to jacuzzi, and it's like, where are you guys going? What's going on? Oh, we're going in here. Oh, okay. All right. Let's go. And we had a great time there.
Well, when we got in there, she's a very sexy girl, and she started giving me a blowjob. I love her skin. It's so soft.
Mm.
And she was on fire. And
started, were you about to come?
When she was giving me a blowjob? Yeah. I was at one point.
Because I was giving him a blowjob, too.
You girls laid us down on the bed. We had probably another Jello shot. Laid us down on the bed, and the bed has that mirror on one wall. And I loved touching her, and she started going down on me. And I look over there, and you've got his cock in your mouth.
It was fun playing with him. We had known them. They've been on
previous
trips for a long time, and we'd never played with them, I don't think.
No.
No.
I'd been wanting to go down on her for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did. I was getting very worked up. And I know he was, too, because I heard you say, you can come in my mouth. And normally, if I hear you say that, that's probably going to send me over the top, too. But I wanted to...
I don't say that all the time.
No.
But
when you do say it, it turns me on, too. And I knew you had just done that, and I wanted to fuck you. And stood you up against on the bed. We were standing up on the bed, and I was fucking you from behind. And I could see you in the mirror. And that's one thing I like about that couple, is they're very talkative, and they were like giving us a play-by-play while we were fucking. They're like, oh, that's hot. Well, look at John fucking her, you know, while we were fucking. That was turning me on.
Mm. And I know, I guess I found out later that she's not really that bi, but I did go down on her. Well, if I didn't, I sure wanted to. I'm pretty sure I did. Pretty sure I did for a second. But yeah, she's a very sexy wahini. Yeah, so that time was a hot, very unexpected time to play with them. I mean, it's a couple that we've always wanted to play with, but it just never happened.
Guess we needed Jello Shots. That was the key factor.
And that whole go with the flow type of theme that I was going with, that just went right with the flow.
The best times I had this year were really strengthening our relationship, our bond, even more.
Well, we had a pretty stressful year, and we needed to completely connect without any stresses and just completely get into each other. And it's great when you're able to have sex and be with your partner and not have any of the day-to-day, oh, grocery list going through your head, where you have to be at a certain time going through your head while you're having sex. I mean, that's what makes desire so hot and awesome, because you have this time. And that's what, like you said, I mean, that was the hottest part of the trip, was us connecting on that level, in that atmosphere, with no stressors around us, to be able to completely let go and just fuck. Just fucking feel good, yes.
And 2012 is already, the dates are already set.
And I'm so excited because we've got like 5 times as many people already signed up for the trip as we've ever had.
Yeah. It's almost halfway sold out for our group.
Mm-hmm. And our dates are March 31st through April 7th, 2012.
And if you go to our brand new website, it's still brand new to me, swingercast.com, you can find out all the details about the trip. And you can also see a slideshow that's pictures from some of the ABC party stuff that's on this episode, and some of the stuff that happened this year, and pictures from previous years too. So hope
to try to entice you to come join us.
Yes.
And it's what, 9 months, 8 months away?
Yep.
And I am already there. Yeah.
And we thank all the people who came with us and all the ones who've signed up to come with us next time.
Yeah.
Vamos a la playa.
Vamos a la playa. Yeah, and lots of going on between now and then. A lot of people that travel with us are having parties all over the country. This weekend, they're partying in Seattle. Last weekend, some of them partied in Texas. And it's great that we have so many people all over the place, and they can get together in different parts of the country in between times that we go to Desire. I wish I could join them on every one, but it's not possible.
Well, I think we'll probably hear a report from one of them, Sparky's podcast. It's sparkysopensource.com. They'll probably give us a play-by-play of their hot times down there. And if you want to hear more about Desire, you can also listen to our podcasting friends that came with us on this trip. Check out Lifestyle Life Podcast at lifestylelife.net.
Thank you all for coming with us, all you fun, sexy people.
And we thank all of you listeners, especially the ones who donated recently. That big help, and we appreciate it so very, very much.
Yes. Okay, join us at Desire.
Friend us, follow us, fuck us. Good night, everybody.
What? Friend us, follow us, fuck us. That sounds
I've
bad.
I've said that before.
Have you?
Yeah. Yeah. Good night, everybody. And a big shout out to the Lagniap couple in D.C. for running our White Elephant Party. They organized that, and that was a big success.
So I don't like to get in the hot tub at the beginning of the trip, in case I don't want anything. I don't want any bites or yeast infections or anything to mess me up on the trip. So I save the hot tub time for the end of the trip. It's not a big deal because I love to go up at sunset at the jacuzzi. And on this trip, I especially loved it, even though I wasn't in the hot tub. We would sit at the bar, and I would love just watching everybody in the hot tub, just seeing everybody's smiles on their face and flirting with each other and talking and having a good time. And then there was that spot where I was sitting where I could just turn to the right and look out over the whole resort, and the wind would blow and you'd see the ocean. And then I would look to my left and into the hot tub and see everyone just getting down and flirting and kissing and touching and talking and having a good time. There was a lot of moments like that where I just had this plastered smile on my face, thinking, wow, look at this. This is beautiful. This is beautiful. This is life. This is living life, man.
Yeah, I love going up there. It is beautiful at sunset, but I caught you one time when you're in one of these euphoric moments and you're kind of just looking out. One of the guys that was in our group started giving you like the cheesiest, and he was on purpose cheesy,
oh,
like grins, like shooting a pistol at you and blowing the smoke off the finger of his gun.
Making eyes at me and, oh yeah, you know, and doing this, like...
Throwing kisses.
Totally.
Throwing kisses and you were catching them.
And then I was back at him. It was fun. We had a good time.
I don't think you two realized I was watching you. I was cracking up.
Went down to the beach when we pretty much just got up. We overslept and we went to a beach bed where a lot of our friends were, and they were just chilling out, having drinks, and I got up on the bed, and then you were kind of standing on the end of the bed, and then the girl was bringing our drinks, and you scooted off to give her room to pass out people's drinks, and you missed the step or something, but there was this loud crash, boom, down it, and I looked down, and John's leg, he won't say this, but it was gashed open from his ankle all the way up to his knee.
It wasn't gashed.
It was a big ass.
It was but a flesh wound.
A flesh wound. And I'm thinking, oh, shit.
I scraped my leg.
And he hadn't even had any drinks yet.
I needed one after that.
You definitely had some after that. But you didn't even have your coffee yet. And that was probably your problem.
I was not thrown off balance.
That was your problem.
But I didn't have any first aid cream. So I went to the gift shop and, you know.
Neosporin or something.
Yeah. Yo hablo español pretty good. And I'm asking for antibacterial cream, and the only thing they have is, the only kind of crema that they have is Preparation H for my leg. But thankfully, some of our friends came to nurse me.
Yeah. I crawled under the bar. Well, I crawled under the bar and popped up right at your dick and gave you a blowjob under the bar while you were sitting up there. That was fun. And it turned out that all the worry about your leg, the scratch that you called it, but the gash.
It was not a gash.
Gashed from your knee to your ankle on your shin area. That wasn't the problem. You had actually twisted your ankle in the process, too.
Yeah, I sprained my ankle. That was the cause of the pain. You make it sound like it was a really open wound.
It was.
If you've ever skateboarded or fallen off a bicycle, you scrape up your leg. It's a scrape.
Yeah, but you just don't want one of those in Mexico in the sand when you're out on the beach. Yeah.
Fortunately, it happened towards the end of the trip.
We didn't let it cramp our style at all. We kept having fun.
In fact, I would recommend, if you go to Desire, to go right ahead, just injure yourself. It's a great icebreaker. Oh, my God. You know, girls will come up to you. Oh, my God, what happened to you? Are you okay? Can we get you anything? Yeah, it's a great conversation starter.
Yeah. And, yes, I came multiple times and she did, too, and I believe you guys did as well. Did you?
Multiple times?
You didn't come multiple times?
No, I did not come multiple times.
I just can't stand that. I mean, God, I wish the guys could come like multiple times.
We can. We just need a little time.
A little breather. Yeah.
You should be glad, guys. If guys could come like you girls, you'd probably be dead.
Yeah, I guess so. That's true.